Some state lawmakers are urging colleagues to vote no on proposed social studies standards. The governor issues an executive order on religious freedoms, and the state house approves a bill to eliminate some court fees. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, April 1st. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Democrats are pushing back against controversial proposed social studies standards. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the caucus announced Monday it has filed House and Senate joint resolutions to reject the standards.
From an injection of biblical teachings to the quiet inclusion of 2020 election denialism rhetoric, the proposed social studies standards have been the subject of controversy for months. That, combined with an approval process some State Board of Education members say was rushed and misleading. Oklahoma City Senator and former teacher Carrie Hicks spoke about the modified standards at a Monday press conference announcing the joint resolutions.
This move is not about improving education. It's about advancing a political agenda at the expense of our students. The stakes are too high to allow for political interference to dictate what our children learn in the classroom.
The legislature has until the end of the month to approve, disapprove, or modify the standards. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oral arguments over the constitutionality of Oklahoma's and the nation's first state-funded religious charter school are scheduled for later this month. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, Governor Kevin Stitt is trying to get ahead of the conversation with an executive order, doubling down on his vision of religious freedom in the state.
Stitt uses three recent Supreme Court decisions as the basis for his position, that states can't exclude any person, nonprofit, church, school, or business from public programs and benefits solely because they are religious. The hope is to, quote, ensure faith-based organizations can fully participate in public life without discrimination or penalty. Specifically, the newly created St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, which Stitt wants Oklahoma to pay for. So, Stitt has ordered every state agency to purge any policies that may limit the embedding of religion within government, and to file a report of the work to his office within 30 days of his order. State Attorney General Gettner Drummond says beware of the slippery slope. Unless Stitt is prepared to discriminate against non-Christian faiths, Drummond says he's setting up Oklahoma to fund schools teaching religions of all kinds, Islam, Scientology, and even Satanism. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Oral arguments for the St. Isidore versus Gettner Drummond case are scheduled for April 30th in the U.S. Supreme Court. A bill to reform court fees has passed through the State House of Representatives. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the measure intends to alleviate the financial burden on individuals involved in the criminal justice system.
House Bill 1460 by Oklahoma City Republican Tammy West aims to eliminate low-yield fees for those in the criminal justice system. West developed the bill after an interim study found former inmates were overwhelmed by the fees. In a release, West says the fees are affecting those with limited financial means, causing the collection rate to be as low as 25%, meaning the fees cost more for the state to collect than they bring in. HB 1460 would eliminate the electronic monitoring fee, indigent defense application fee, DPS impaired driver database fee, Bureau of Narcotics revolving fund fee, and the OSBI drug cleaning fee. West says she is working with agency heads to identify which fees make the most sense to eliminate. The House unanimously passed the bill last week, and it is now headed to the Senate. I'm Spencer Plato.
The Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust has awarded more than 40 healthy incentive grants to schools and districts across Oklahoma. The grants total nearly $350,000. The funds will support playgrounds, exercise equipment, walking trails, school gardens, and other health-focused projects. TSET officials say this is the largest round of grants since the program began in 2013. The grants support initiatives that encourage students, staff, and visitors to eat better, move more, and live tobacco-free. Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Ashar.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube, but what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.